This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. HelloFresh workers in Aurora start voting today on whether to unionize. It could be a first for the country's growing meal kit delivery industry. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Workers say they want better pay and safety equipment after a series of accidents inside the company's distribution facility in Aurora. About 400 workers will take part in the election. They'll vote via mail-in ballot over the next several weeks and need just a simple majority to win recognition as a union under federal law. HelloFresh says it respects a worker's right to vote and won't interfere with the process. A result will come in late November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Black Hills Energy customers could see their gas bills increase by nearly 50% this winter. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The utility says the increase is needed to pay for an expected surge in natural gas prices due to supply shortages and increased demand during colder months. About 178,000 Black Hills customers could see their average annual gas bills jump anywhere from 32 to 46% starting in November. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado Springs city leaders are reviewing plans for what would become the city's tallest building. A developer wants to put up a 25-story apartment with construction starting next year. The 16-story Wells Fargo Tower is currently the highest point on the Springs skyline. The state is launching a new program to provide free mental health counseling for Coloradans 18 and younger. Lawmakers approved $9 million to start the program. This is CPR News.